Oh, look out for the shallows now. Watch how fast you're going. You'll never beat a Gaussian shoe. Hazlitt or Owen. Right to me, rum, drum to the leg. Wait for me, my darling. Go set the skillet on the fire. Cause I'll be home by morning. Oh, watch there on the bankside now. Rapids and white waters. Here's a help to all our wives and our pretty daughters. Fight to me rum, drum to the lay. Throw me out a line, oh. For a bowl of stew and a drink or two would suit a gal's a final.
Bosey had put up his sword. He was feeling rather nervous as he clung to the prow. Spray soaked his whiskers as the logboat leapt and bucked along the rapids. Keeping a brave face, the Highland Hare muttered aloud.
Oh, will you no look at this mud stream? I tell you, I dunno know what they're singing for.
Having been told by Double, Biscay already knew.
Singing helps him with the paddle beat, and it keeps the logboat on an even keel.
Bosey slacked his grip upon the prow. Standing up slightly, he tried a quick smile.
Oh, very good. That's the stuff, my buckles. Keep the song going. I like it just fine.
However, Friar Skirple and his mole crew did not care for the lively jaunt. Throwing themselves face down in the boats, they gave voice to their fears.
Oh, corks, I wished I'd never left the Abbey.
Be certain to get sunken on a water.
Oh, peace, I'll never leave the land again.
Now the bankside trees were shooting by as the logboats picked up more speed. Gaussim left off paddling to fend off the rock-faced sides. Samulus gnawed his lip anxiously.
Mr. Loco, are you sure this is the right way to the wooded hill?
The Gonfalon Pikehead scowled.
Of course I'm sure. I knows this neck of the woods like the back of me own paw. Do you think I'm going the wrong way because me best young daughter's in trouble, you daft old bat?
The logboat scudded over a gravel rift, causing Nocco to sit back hard. Samulus helped him upright.
Forgive my stupid remarks, sir. I'm certain we're on the right course.
Nocco shrugged.
Don't take any notice of me, mate. I shouldn't have spoke to you that way.
Gobbo interrupted.
Oi, me dad's just worried about Springall, so don't take no notice of him.
Nocco latched onto his talkative son's snout, twisting it sharply.
Who asked you to put your paddle in, Gabby Gob? One more word out of you, and I'll stuff your tail down that mouth and pull it out of your ear, me son. So put a nail in it, right?
Gobbo rubbed his snout ruefully. He was about to have the last word with his da by muttering a smart reply, when Bosey called out from the prow.
I think yon's the hill we've been seeking.
Sure enough, as the rapids subsided into smoother waters, the broad tree-covered hump could be seen. It rose up ahead on the port side of the logboats. Double squinted hard at it.
Doesn't look familiar to me.
Nocco explained.
That's because this is the back part. I figured it'd be safer landing on this side. Those carrion birds guard the other side. I've seen them myself, perched in the trees. Feathery scumwites, that's what I call them.
No sooner did the logboats nose in to moor at a small inlet than Biscay leapt onto the shore. He raced off uphill as the rest gathered on the bank. Friar Skirple stamped his footpaws, grateful to be on solid ground once more.
Brr, young Biscay bees in a girt hurry.
Drawing his blade, Bosey pointed uphill.
Aye, he's hurrying to save the wee lassie, just as we should be doing, you ken. Garl, you and your Gaussim help yon mole beast to transport the tackle. Come as fast as you can. Harken the rest of you. Follow me up and o'er the hilltop after Biscay. Stay silent, for we dinna know what awaits us. Come on, my bra buckles. Charge!
Knocko and Double kept pace with Bosey. They thundered uphill, lancers, bows and slings at the ready. Gonfalon warriors, silent and grim-faced, followed them in a life-and-death race to save their chieftain's daughter.